As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Not sure if you're going to make it. Welcome into Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Happy Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope everybody's ready to go for a full loaded week of, well, basically every single sport there possibly could be in Kansas City, because we have basketball, we have baseball, we have football, and that's it. And they both start this week officially.
That's right.
At the same time.
Off-season training begins today at Arrowhead Stadium, baby. I know, Mac, you're excited for that one, aren't you?
Get me lathered up, baby.
Who's
going
to come back in the best shape of their life?
Exactly.
I can't wait to see who's back out there today. You got off-season training today. You've got the draft this week. The NFL just knows how to grab the attention and grab the headlines from everybody, because, man, Binkley's camped out at Arrowhead right now watching the guys walk in and seeing how Creed Humphrey looks in street clothes today, baby. Let's go!
I don't think he's allowed at Arrowhead anymore.
He's not? Yeah. They banned him from Arrowhead Stadium?
I think they know the car. I know the make, model, year, license plate.
Sorry, Jay, you're no longer allowed around these parts. Why? Because you've been here too much, peering in windows and whatnot, looking for guys in their underwear and getting ready for the start of the football season. Hey, man, we're 2 months plus removed from that Super Bowl. It's time to turn the page, baby.
Exactly. Let's go.
And let's move this thing forward and get this thing started in the right direction. Yes!
Binkley once showed up as Bay Jinkley, and he had sunglasses and a mustache on. Would have totally got in, but there was a Mountain Dew bottle full of chew, and they were like, it's a dead giveaway. That is your smoking gun.
Yeah.
So he's no longer allowed on the premises at one Arrowhead Drive.
That's too bad, man. That,
tell
that's
me I'm wrong.
Bad. No, you're not. I mean,
when's
not
the last time you've seen Binkley allowed at Arrowhead?
When was the last time you saw Binkley at Arrowhead? That's really a good question. We'll ask him at 6:45 this morning, because I'm sure he's knee-deep in, you know, who's stretching, who's lifting the weights, who looks good, and also who's going to get drafted by the Chiefs, because it's a big week, man. It's a big week to turn this organization forward, I guess you could say, right? I mean, a lot of people still think there's needs for this team, so we'll get those all resolved. We'll talk to Binkley today. Mitch Holthus will be in studio talking a little Chiefs draft and everything that's coming up for this franchise and this organization, and it's time to get back to the grindstone, as they like to say, and get back to the Super Bowl, man. It all begins today when they're hoisting Lombardi in, where the hell are they playing the Super Bowl this year? L.A.? San Francisco? Someplace like that?
San Francisco.
Wherever they're hoisting the Lombardi this year, they'll go back to April 21st and they'll say that's when it all began.
That always began in July.
Well, depending on what time you really want it to begin.
I just asked Google, I said, do veterans normally show up for OTAs? And it's so funny how they respond. Yes, veteran NFL players typically show up for OTAs. It means organized team activities, but their participation is voluntary. While some may choose to skip them for the rest or the injury recovery, many vets still attend to get into shape, learn the new system, and build team chemistry.
That's exactly right, man.
And boy, there's going to be 15 reporters that tweet the same thing. here's so-and-so for yep. OTAs, and it shows a running
Chiefs. Wait, hang on. Before you get there, let's set some odds.
Okay.
Who will be the first player we see video of today at the OTA portion of practice for the Chiefs? Will it be
Travis?
Isaiah Pacheco?
No.
Coming back from injury? Will it be Rashee Rice coming back from injury?
Kind of like that one.
Kind of like the Rashee Rice one, right?
That's where I'm leaning.
Like, that's the big injury one this year, right? Yeah. Anybody else coming back from injury?
There's more than just injury with Rice, too.
Right, he may be suspended.
Because they're definitely going to ask him until we're blue in the face.
Like, right.
Have you heard from the commissioner's office yet? Mm-hmm. You'll know when everybody, like, that's
right.
the one thing.
They'll send out a memo.
That's one thing that I hate where it, like, makes us probably sound like we're snooty, right? But it's like, hey, man, hey. Have you heard anything about, like, Rashee Rice? Like, you know, because you do radio. Hey, dude, when you get the tweet from Adam Schefter, I'm going to get the tweet from Adam Schefter. Yeah. And we're all going to know, like, at the same time. Like, I promise you, at the same damn time, we're all going to know when Rashee Rice, if and when he does get suspended.
That's right. The NFL will send out a memo. Yes, we'll all get it. We'll all know what's going on. We'll all be familiar with it. And we'll all talk about it for a day. And then we'll all move on,
right? And the same, like, 10 people will have a quote tweet of, it's official. Here's a suspension. It's four games. The suspension's finally here, and all you have to do is just wait. We don't know. And they're gonna ask you, hey, have you heard from Goodell's, you know, front man? Or I'm at this point, I'm not, you know, going to go into that. I'm just ready for the new year, and I'm ready to, get things going.
Ready to help the Chiefs.
Do you think that there's a possible number on that suspension? Again, I don't know anything about that, and I'm just focused on the team and what we're doing this year.
Right.
All right, last year when you got hurt, and it's just, all right, we're fully back.
Exactly. We are fully back, and we'll be ready to rock and roll with all of those.
Do we get OTA cliches?
Questions. Yeah, we might. We might get OTA cliches.
Is
we
can she have back?
We can have all the cliches we want, because everybody's going to say, yeah, they had a great offseason. They've licked their wounds. They've let the defeat set in. But they've gotten over the defeat as well. They're using the defeat as energy to move forward to win the Super Bowl this year. You're going to hear all the same stuff, but I mean, it's back, baby. And it really is kind of sad that we're back talking about this, because I'd rather be talking about a baseball team that's winning. And we saw them go on the road and go 2-8 in their 10 games away from Kauffman Stadium. But the good news is they get the Colorado Rockies. Yeah, the Rockies, you say, for 3 days coming in. So you could win 4 in a row. If you're the Royals, right?
Please.
You got to take care of business winning that. But I mean, that's kind of where we are. We're going to watch Travis Kelce show up for his last OTA. Patrick Mahomes has a new haircut. He's going to be sporting that. Rashee Rice coming back from injury. Isaiah Pacheco coming back from injury. Charles Omenihu is just back.
And Xavier Worthy's single.
Xavier Worthy does not have a girlfriend right now.
See,
that's exactly right. Yep. Who else are we going to see get stories
from? Left tackle.
The left tackle.
Jalen
Moore, the new left tackle, will be in here. How do you expect to protect Patrick's
Hollywood
blind
Brown's
side?
Back, signing contract.
Yeah, that's a good one. Why did you decide to come back to the Chiefs? What made you want to come back to
Kareem
Kansas
Hunt.
City? Do you like the barbecue? You know, all that
course.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Kareem Hunt, one last run in the sun, and you know, that kind of stuff. And
boy, Chris Jones looks slim.
Did you see a picture of Chris
Jones?
No,
but you're going to see it.
Oh, you're going to hear Chris Jones look slim. I didn't know if you saw a pic and you're like, wow, he really does look slim.
Yeah,
he looks ready to go after a down season last year. Chris Jones is ready to kind of bounce back and, you know, be the leader on defense that we needed him to be. Bolton's got a new contract. Why did you decide to stay in Kansas City? All that kind of stuff.
Him.
Yeah, they gave him the dough and, you know, whatnot. And so there you go. We got all the Minshew's here, too.
Mm. Oh, yes. This is his time to shine.
This is the Minshew time, baby.
Minshew mania. Let it
begin. Strap on those jorts, drive that ATV or RV around, and play quarterback in the NFL. Let's go.
And we got a text, too. And Worthy's haircut as well, because Xavier cut it all off. So got that haircut.
Got a new haircut, too.
Yeah, because right. He got a lot of his pulled out. No, I'm serious.
Oh, well.
And the altercation, his hair is being pulled out.
Yeah.
It's in the report. Adam Schefter. Yeah, I don't know, man. OTAs, I mean, just don't lean on the fence, boys.
Don't lean on the fence.
Don't lean on the fence.
Do not.
You will get whistled at.
That's right. Are we bringing in a new punter or anything this year?
No, dude, they brought a
stable.
Back.
We're good. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Just trying to think of any other storylines that may have been out there.
You know, they'll do the Bolton new contract.
Yeah,
McDuffie.
We did that one.
Why
McDuffie,
didn't you get
yeah,
a new contract?
Oh, yeah, we close to getting a new contract for McDuffie.
Hey,
yeah.
Trey, has there been any word on your side
well,
of the field?
Well, he won't be here. He won't be here.
Okay.
No, because he hasn't signed the franchise tender yet.
They don't
have a new contract yet. He's
that
technically not
he
under contract and whatnot. Well, he's technically not under contract right now. So If he does show up, then he probably has to sign that franchise tag, and he probably doesn't want to sign that franchise tender yet until the last possible minute to do so. So, you know, you just do that if you're Trey. So he won't be here.
Yeah, your militia shirt on today?
Yeah, I do. It is Revolutionary War Day. It is your Patriots musket? Day. I left it at home. Oh. Yeah, I left that one.
I mean, you could have walked right in there.
Could have defend the country from the British.
Hang on.
Patriots Day. Let's go. How long it took them to load muskets back then, man. That's why the British were so stupid marching in a line. Like, had they spread out, we may be speaking like porridge and saying British words had they knew how to fight 250 years ago. But they didn't, and here we sit.
Yeah, and then, you know, we kind of learned our lesson, too, sometimes later in history. Like, everybody, like, evolves. Like, then all of a sudden, we, like, did our own thing, and then here we go. We're done with the... We also were melting, like, metal bullets.
That's
like,
right.
You know, here we go. But no, I mean, it was an interesting sports weekend this weekend, I guess. I mean, there's still a lot that gets, you know, thrown around, even if you missed it, right? The Royals didn't get swept against Detroit. They still won their last most recent game. That's great. We'll dive into that because there's more to be concerned about than the two names that you always talk about. Mm-hmm. WrestleMania?
Yeah, I watched some of that.
Dude, John Cena's the GOAT. He won 17 titles. In his career, he's passed Ric Flair.
I heard there were some people upset about the last final match.
Of course, people are upset about everything in life, Mac.
Well, but last year it was like the best thing ever.
That's where out of context takes place. Last year is probably one of the most insane like endings to a WrestleMania of all time.
So people are comparing it to
something. So everybody takes 1 year. Now, this year was anticlimactic. Like,
so you'd agree.
Came out and got Crossroad, which is a finishing move, and then it was like over. Why is Travis Scott involved? Like, where's The Rock?
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Yeah.
Right? When The Rock came out and turned Cena into this heel character, Rock's nowhere to be found at WrestleMania. So it's weird. Where'd he go? That's deflating. Tom Brady, Vegas. So I don't know. But night one is always like, then you get to compare the two. Like, night one's better than night two. Night two sucked. It was anticlimactic. Who saw Carrington Harrison being at WrestleMania?
How about
live?
That one? That was the upset, Curveball. Right?
Yeah. I thought he would have reached out to me and be like, hey, man, like, what's the storylines? But, you know, and then like, all of a sudden he like takes a picture of, you know, the Raiders stadium. I'm like, oh, you're actually there.
Oh, so you think he's coming into work this week or is it draft week? Yeah. He's just letting Binkley do the show.
I mean, you could.
I mean, you really could. Yeah.
Lakers got blown out at home. That was ridiculous.
Crazy.
Got LeBron begging for fouls. Is that going to be his legacy picture now? Begging for fouls.
That's also taken out of context. He was clearly fouled.
He was.
So like, it's like, we just forget about it. Anybody else is like, well, actually it was a foul. He was shooting a three. The guy hit his hand before the follow through.
Yeah.
You could hit him on the follow through that I didn't know was called a high five in the NBA, but he didn't hit him on the follow. Hit him on the way up. And of course, yes, he's colorful when he complains and it's LeBron. He was clearly fouled.
But it gives you something to talk about, though, right? I mean, LeBron understands, you know, hey, we're getting blown out here. Let me beg for a foul. People talk about us, and they won't talk about everything else that's going on in the NBA, and I'll be the center of attention again because I am Aaron Rodgers on the basketball court.
A lot better.
Pretty close. Narcissism reeks from both of those guys.
It's another good series as well.
And then Anthony Edwards puts the Spider-Man in Luka's face. Yep. Luka definitely saw it. Golden State killed Houston.
Houston bothered to show up.
I don't know. They had to go on like a 20-something run. Like I was telling you guys earlier, they go on a 20-something run just to cut it to 9 at the end of the third quarter. And then I fell asleep and I wake up and Golden State wins by 14 or whatever it was. They won by. It's just like, here we go. Like Steph and Jimmy in the playoffs. Like, let's.
I still like that series. I could get nerdy on that one,
but
I like
that series.
Who lost
by 50 over the weekend?
I mean, the Lakers
lost by 25.
Yeah, bad.
But there was
Celtics
one that was,
took care of the Magic.
Somebody lost by 50.
You're talking OKC
and
Memphis.
Yeah, OKC and Memphis. Yes. Did John Morant launch any grenades after that game?
No, you should have seen OKC's bench mocking him.
That's great.
And then what? The Baltimore Orioles got beat by 22 runs or something?
24-2. Somebody got a safety late in the game to give you 2 points. Imagine sitting through that game, right?
That's gross.
Somebody said a home run got hit, and they're like, and the crowd goes wild. It's
did it?
And then,
because that game was in Baltimore. Cincinnati won that game on the road.
I don't know if I could
have. Would you have left that game?
As soon as it was 10. Well, after seeing how that Cubs game ended on Friday.
Yeah, that was wild, though.
At least
right?
That was close.
That was a close game,
though.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have if you have zero runs, your team has 14, and you can tell that your team is lifeless, like, you just, it's like, dude, let's go.
Yeah, once a position player goes in the pitch, you're probably checking out of that
for
game,
sure.
Right? But you're not allowed to do that to the seventh inning now or something, right? And there's some rule in baseball now where you can't put Fatty McFatterson into pitch until, like, the eighth or seventh inning if you're down by 10 or more or something. I think there is some sort of rule that's in place right now.
We put Zerpa in before that a lot.
Well, so. he's not a position player, though, but pitch is like one, yes.
I thought his position said DFA.
Which is really, really good out of you. Nicely done. Well played.
And then Bob's mother-in-law?
Yeah.
Just started roasting everybody
at
dinner?
The whole family at dinner yesterday.
Good hell.
My God, looks
Easter
amazing.
Dinner, birthday dinner? Give me the microphone. Yeah, you're all going to hear it.
Yeah, like, hey, you only turned 79 once, so you look at your son-in-law and you tell him, hey, you never would have made it at West Point. The grade-wise, probably, but all the other stuff you wouldn't have made it through. That's what, like, other stuff?
You'd rather make it for the other stuff than the grades.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
Oh, you'd be killed immediately in battle. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, okay, great. Thanks for the support. Then she looks at my brother-in-law and goes, you would have been fine. Him, not so much.
My
I'm
Lord.
Like, good Lord here. I'm just taking strays over here on Easter Sunday, man. I know it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Grandpa. I'm 79. And Momo turned, what, 50 yesterday?
That's
congratulations
exactly right.
to Momo yes. As well.
Did
so everybody
really
celebrating
50
birthday?
Or is this, okay, I was just no. saying. Like, now,
how old is she? She's got to be like, what, 52?
Early 60s.
Oh, early 60s.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Okay. I didn't realize she was that old.
I just
she
never
looks amazing.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, it's hard to tell.
I never know.
100%. Yes.
Like, I'm like, he said it like when he was calling him, what was he calling the pitcher? Jared Lorenzen. I'm like,
yes.
I don't know if you're doing this on purpose.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you're only 26 years old.
Yeah.
So I go back to when I was, my father was roughly 50-ish.
Yeah, I got some older brothers.
Yeah,
so
you
yeah.
do. You're the younger one. That's
yeah,
that's
the
true.
Baby.
Yeah.
Growing boy.
You are a growing boy.
Hey.
Sour cream on everything, baby.
My stepmom said that this weekend. She goes, I'm like Emily. I have to take sour cream to places sometimes, too.
Seriously? Your mother-in-law?
Yeah. Or no, I don't have a mother-in-law.
Your stepmother?
Please don't put that on me right now.
I thought you said mother-in-law.
No, stepmother.
Stepmother.
She's like, I'm like Emily. Sometimes I feel like I need to take sour cream. Cream places, and I was like, oh boy,
does she?
I don't think she's ever
done
gone
it?
Places like not a local place, yeah. like but like somebody's house.
Oh, somebody's house,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
you bring the sour cream, it's like the guy brings the ice or something. What can I bring? Bring some sour
the
cream,
ice.
Yeah.
What are the Clarks bringing?
Yeah, right. Ice.
Sonic.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.